This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today, the cast of the Broadway musical Title of Show stops by to perform. And as part of the celebration of Leonard Bernstein's 90th birthday, members of the New York Philharmonic remember their conductor. But first, another one-of-a-kind New York artist, the film director Spike Lee. When he was growing up in Brooklyn, his family moved from Crown Heights, a black neighborhood, to the very white Cobble Hill, at that time a working-class Italian part of town. It was a shaky transition. Spike suffered racial slurs from some of the neighborhood kids. His movie Do the Right Thing in 1989 was all about black-white racial tensions and eventually a riot that starts with a group of black kids hanging out at an Italian-owned pizza parlor.
Hey, Sal, how come we got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You can put your brothers and uncles and nieces and nephews, your stepfather, stepmother, whoever you want, you see? But this is my pizzeria. American Italians on the wall only.
Take it easy,
huh? And you, hey, don't stop me.
Then in Jungle Fever in 1991, romance blooms between a black architect and his secretary, who is Italian-American. And now in his new movie, The Miracle at St. Anna, Lee chronicles an all-black army unit in Italy during World War II.
Gather the rest, whoever will come, and we'll take them down the mountain.
We do not come with you.
Why not?
Nazis in all villages.
Yeah. Boom, boom. You just sit tight and it'll be jingle bells real soon. The U.S. Army is sitting right here in front of you.
We need army inside house now. 3 years we've been waiting. First the British, then the Americans. Italy is tired to wait.
Spike Lee, welcome to Studio 360.
How are you doing?
Good. Now, these two movies about African-Americans and Italian-Americans, this new movie about African-Americans and Italians, three seems to establish a career motif. Were you thinking about that as you made this one?
Not really, but I mean, it's three of 23 films, so that's, if you want to look at them just three alone, then you have one thing. Three out of 23.
I understand.
Is another thing.
But you could have put them in France.
But the 92nd Division, the Buffalo Soldiers, did not fight in France. I did not want to rewrite that history.
Did you do additional historical research about the level and kinds of fraternization between these black soldiers and the locals?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's documented. The Italian people warmly welcomed the black men as heroes because they were liberators for their country. And for a lot of African men, African-American men, they felt like this is the first time when they felt free.
You were very publicly upset about Clint Eastwood's Iwo Jima movie, one of his Iwo Jima movies.
Well, I mentioned both of them, actually.
Let's clarify what was upsetting you was that there were no black American soldiers shown.
Well, I was correctly told that there was 2 seconds of black soldiers in Flags Our Fathers, but I must have blinked.
And in fact, what I didn't know until this controversy became a controversy is there were almost 1,000 black soldiers.
There were between 700 and 900 African-American Marines and soldiers that fought and died side by side with the white Marines and soldiers.
That aside, what did you think of those movies?
He's a great director, you know, but when you look at the films that come out of Hollywood dealing with World War II, it's a certain mythology. That is why we begin this film with the clip from The Longest Day, World War II, from about the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, with John Wayne, the icon.
Get those bodies down. What are you doing leaving them up there like that? Get them down!
Of course, yes, sir, but we've been under fire.
I know you have, but I don't care. Get them down, down! No one of those boys left up there.
Take a detail and cut those bodies down. At once!
Mythology is powerful, and people believe it, and Hollywood does that better than anybody in the world.
And so this was motivated, making this film,
that was
by
not
a desire to correct that mythology?
No. The movie is much more than just about these four Buffalo soldiers get caught behind the Nazi lines, and I mean, it's framed by a murder mystery. There's a whole bunch of stuff about religion, faith.
Did you know this story or Buffalo Soldiers' stories growing up as a kid?
Well, my father's two elder brothers drove trucks in the Red Ball Express. These were the guys that kept Patton's Third Army going in his push through Germany and finally Berlin.
Helping Barack Obama's white grandfather as he was fighting in Patton's army on that on that route.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. You attended the Democratic National Convention.
Yes, I was there.
How come?
I'm a concerned citizen, and I have two children, and I want them to grow up in a better world than it is right now in the last 8 years of the Bush administration. I also wanted to witness history. It was riveting, and I wanted to be there. I did not want to watch that on television.
How do you think you'll feel if on November 5th Barack Obama is the president-elect?
To tell you the truth, he's going to win. It's going to be close, but he's going to win. And it's going to be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, the 4th of July, my birthday, the birth of my children. Dad got married all wrapped in one times 10.
And if he doesn't, if it's John McCain?
It's not going to happen. I can't think like that.
Really?
I can't think like that.
You sound like I recently interviewed Philippe Petit about when he climbed across that wire between the World Trade Towers. He said, no. Falling just is can't enter my consciousness. I guess that's the way you are with Barack Obama's
election.
Well,
I'm not courageous as him to walk between buildings on a tightrope, but I do understand the philosophy because if you think about if you allow failure to come into your mind, and you're defeated already. He'll say that. You ask Michael Jordan would say the same thing. Muhammad Ali would say the same thing. If you're an athlete,
but you're not running. You're just a fan.
No, this is every American. You could say every person in the world has a huge stake in this because the president of the United States of America is the most, I feel, the most powerful position in the world. Why? Because he puts the foreign policy of America into place.
During the Democratic primary campaign, you publicly ridiculed some older black politicians who were on the Hillary Clinton bandwagon. Why are you drawn to these public pissing matches?
First of all, it's not a pissing match.
Well, I'm just saying in that case.
But sir, you used the word pissing match.
You seem drawn to having fights in public.
That's not a fight.
Really?
I'm stating facts. And when Bob Johnson in South Carolina,
who's the head of Black Entertainment
used
Television,
to be, talks about Barack used to be in the hood selling drugs. I don't know what. What is that?
That was innuendo and a falsehood on his part.
Right. So if he says the charge like that, I can't say, "What, my man? What are you thinking about?" When he says,
"I'm with you. I'm totally with you," and I'm. But my point is. These things rile you.
If I was a person, didn't say nothing, and did not comment. First of all, I wouldn't be the filmmaker I am. My work looks and reflects and critiques the world we live in.
Right.
And sometimes that is considered a role of an artist. So I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, because people look for, you know, conflict in movies as well as life, and you are give it to them. God bless you.
Well, folks, the movie opens February 26th.
No, you see, I'm not criticizing you or suggesting by the question that you shouldn't do exactly what you've done, but you seem prone to it. That's all I'm saying. What do you think of all of your films, of your 23 films, has had the most impact on the world or on filmmaking?
I really can answer that question and pick out one film.
But if somebody said, as some of my producers, if they were forced to vote, said, do the right thing, just rock to their worlds, how would you feel about that?
Very, very important film. I think a lot of people forget that many thought, not many, but there were some people felt that this film was going to cause riots when it came out in the summer of 1989.
American own every fruit and vegetable stand in New York. Some Olympic 88 Korean kickboxing sabadam bitch. You goya bean eating 15 in a car, 30 in an apartment. Puerto Rican cocksucker. Yeah, you.
Yes, cheap chocolate egg cream drinking. Bagel and a lot.
Another reason why that'd be a good choice is because that was the first film where I felt confident. I knew I was doing as a filmmaker. I felt confident working with actors. First two films, She's Gonna Have It and. And School Days was winging it. But I'm still learning, and I hope to continue to keep learning.
I was in awe of your documentary about New Orleans, When the Levees broke. It was really good. And did that make you think, man, I want to keep making documentaries?
I love making documentaries, and it was very important for me to make that one. I was in Venice for the Venice Film Festival when Katrina happened and the levees consequently broke.
So you haven't heard about that water coming over that levee from the lake?
No. Check it out.
Because the water started rising so high in my two-story apartment, I had to get out, man.
Where's that at?
Right across the North Robinson overpass.
Okay.
Around Cluid on the Windsor Street.
When I saw those people, black and white, stranded on top of roofs and holding up signs, save us, I said, I want to find out who these people are and put them in a position where they could tell the world of what they saw. And that's what we did.
Spike Lee, thanks very much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Spike Lee's new movie is The Miracle at St. Anna, and it's in theaters right now. Coming up, a musical that's proud to be navel-gazing. It's about trying to write a musical.
Jeff and I never set out to write a documentary. We did want to write a musical comedy. But all the seeds of it are actually kind of based in truth. Now, a lot of it is inflated and shifted around and packed into a tight, hilarious 90 minutes.
It's theater.
Plus, if it were all true, it would be 4 years long instead
yeah.
of
yeah.
Wants
to
tight 90.
I'd love to watch that.
No, as Hitchcock said, movies are just it's life with the boring bits taken out.
It is.
Right.
That's a
there
great thing. I like that a lot, Kurt. I think that's true.
The cast from Title of Show performs right here. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
What if this dialogue were set to music? What if what we're saying could be said in a song?